We're not controlled by an Israeli government. Get it out of your mind. We are not controlled by an Israeli government. The army is not controlled by us. Nothing. So when you're asking, where was the army? It just takes one phone call from the head of the snake and there's no army. Our country is controlled by this evil regime. The army is controlled by the evil regime. The police, the intelligence have no faith in these agencies. Even though our people are in there, but their hands are tied like that and they cannot do nothing. From all the video testimonials, you hear all these weird things. You hear, journalists saying that they were prevented from reporting for a few hours. Army personnel were saying that they were prevented from maneuvering different things. It was one big chaos. To simplify everything, argue as much as you want, disagree, hate me, slander me. Esther Hamalka says that we were sold. End of discussion. To who? To Haman Haraze. And why? To destroy us, to massacre us, to exterminate us. What they failed in the Holocaust 80 years ago. They saw the Holocaust is not a good system. They decided to stop the Holocaust. Let's create a Jewish state. Let's bring all the Jews there. And then it will be easier to annihilate them once and for all. So A, you do not have a government. No point of voting there. No point in participating. No point in anything. Not Bibi, not Ben Gvir, not no one. There are all against you, period. Don't try to beautify it in any type of way when you're going and looking at the new members of the World Economic Forum, Bennett, Ehud Barak, Yair Lapid. What are you going to do with the World Economic Forum? You are politicians. The World Economic Forums are for businessmen, not for politicians. So you see that our leaders are... Now, whether they're double agents or not, it's irrelevant. Then nobody cares if they're clones, they're not clones. Who cares? It's irrelevant. What's relevant is that you understand who are you under the control of.